I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. In the studio, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to introduce sophomore at The Clark Atlanta University, majoring in early childhood education, Mr. Derek Daniels II.
Yes, sir. Good
what
morning.
Up, Derek?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Man, you zoomed over here from class.
Yes, sir.
You got people coming to your dorm like at 12 midnight trying to interview with you.
Man, it's crazy.
It's insane, right? But you came over here today. You got to go right back to class like at 1 something.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Thank you for being here.
No problem.
Thank you also for being so calm and heroic in the middle of chaos. So before we get into the action that you're being hailed as a hero for, tell me what happened that faithful chaotic evening.
So at Clark Atlanta University, you know, it's a huge family. So the day before school, we have the little annual block party where everybody comes out, fellowship, good time, DJ, host, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Just a really cool vibe. And then I guess some guys got into it and had an altercation, and then shots rang out. Everybody kind of scattered. I was across the street with some of my friends.
Did you hear the gunshots?
Yes.
You were close enough to hear it?
Yes.
How many gunshots did you hear, Derek?
Probably about 10 to 11.
It was 10 to 11?
Yeah, it was a ring of 3 to 4 at first. And I guess whoever the shooter was kind of like realigned to where I guess who he was shooting at. And then it was like pop, 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 pop.
Did it seem like two people were shooting at each other, or this all came from one gunman?
I don't know, because I don't know if the break was them shooting at each other or if it was, you know what I'm saying,
him taking readjusting.
A break, readjusting his aim, you know what I'm saying, which was horrible in the fact that innocent lives could have been taken and people were shot.
Right. So. You provided calm. You provided aid. What did you do after people ran and you saw that there were those shot?
I was actually going to walk some of my fellow Spelmanites back to their campus.
Right.
But as I was walking away, I saw two young ladies that had been shot, and then the one young lady had got shot in her chest, and her friends were, like, compressing it, and she was being helped. But the other young lady, Maya Williams, she got shot in her leg, and nobody was kind of helping her.
A lot of blood.
Yeah, a lot of blood. She had gotten shot in her, like, upper thigh region. So me, I just was like, well, I think I should help her because nobody's helping her. They're just looking at her. Mm. So, I mean, I said, well, can I help you? And she said, yeah. So I took off my shirt, and then I just – tied it. I helped her tie it around her leg, and then I had some of the military guys that are on campus, the ROTC guys, came, and then they kind of just held it there and we all just stayed there until Clark Atlanta Police came, APD, and the ambulance came.
How long did it take for them to arrive?
So Clark Atlanta Police were there probably within 2 minutes, because it was already some presence there. Mm-hmm. Spelman Police actually came as well very fast, but APD took a little while. Probably about 5 to 10 minutes. The ambulance came probably about 5 minutes after that. So, yeah.
How was the response from law enforcement or first responders to this scene?
It was good, but I just feel as if it could have been a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, in a chaotic situation like that, they're always on edge. They don't know, like, what's going on. So they're just telling everybody to move. But I was just trying to tell them, like, I that's my shirt. Like, she's good. Like, I gave it to her. And they were kind of, like, yelling at me, telling me to get back. But, you know, you always correspond with the law, so.
So they came in kind of treating you like a potential suspect.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, you don't see me with a shirt off. Like, that's my shirt. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it was kind of crazy. But it's cool. I feel like they handled it in the best way that they could.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Chicago, Illinois, South Side.
You're from the real Chicago.
Yeah, the real South.
So you and I had a discussion about Gangster Disciples, VLs, all of that.
Yeah.
You are not a stranger to gunshots or gun violence.
Not at all.
Explain that history to me.
So my freshman year of high school, my friend DeMario Bowen was killed. He was robbed for his coat going to school. Him and his twin brother, he was shot and killed my freshman year of high school. And then recently, this summer, I lost my friend Tyler Pearson to gun violence, one of my ex-basketball teammates from my high school, Kenwood Academy, and he got shot trying to save the life of somebody. He was pushing one of his friends in a wheelchair, and then they came and sprayed up the block, and he got killed. So, I mean, it's senseless violence, man. I feel like our people, we need to do better, and we need to respect each other's lives, because taking someone's life is taking away a potential doctor, a lawyer, or somebody that's even something smaller that can make an impact on our community. And I just feel like that's not the right outlook, you know what I'm saying?
So, and you have to remember that anytime you eliminate a person, you kill somebody, you are also killing every future seed that they may give to this planet. And so you are, in effect, killing an entire generation of people, an entire family that can have another family, that can have another family.
Sure.
When you kill one person. How ironic is it that you escaped the violence of Chicago,
man,
to come to Clark Atlanta University? You're doing very well. You are a sophomore. You're going into your sophomore year.
Yes, sir.
And you are at a college party, and you hear what you used to hear in Chicago. What went through your mind first?
I just went on autopilot, kind of how I would be at the crib. I just kind of, you know, looked for all my friends.
Yep.
Grabbed the girls that were with us. I took them up a hill that's across the street from the church that's on campus, because you know about that, because you went there. So, So we went up that hill, and I made sure everybody was good. Once the gunshot stopped, that's when I came back, and then I saw the young lady that had gotten shot.
Let me tell you what's interesting. I wasn't raised in Chicago, but I was raised not too far from Clark's campus. And not too far from Clark's campus is the Bluff. And in the Bluff, we heard gunshots all the time. And I was part of that street life. But there was always an understanding. There was always a street code that we never took any of that to that black campus. That black campus, even for cats like me who had absolutely no appreciation back then for higher education, that campus represented something sacred to us.
Sure.
That sacredness has been blurred now.
Yeah.
The person who was shooting, do they have any idea who this was?
No, I don't know. I don't have any information.
No idea. Yeah. Obviously, whoever they were shooting at didn't get shot, but innocent college students got shot.
Man, freshmen, young freshmen.
Freshmen students.
Freshmen women.
I know what it's like, Derek, to be around people who really have never been in a gunfight and how hysterical they get.
Man.
Describe the hysteria that happened.
People were getting ran over.
Yeah.
Girls. And I actually seen a couple girls, it was sad, on campus, like with casts on their arms. I guess they had gone to the hospital because people had trampled them over.
Right.
I mean, it was 300 to 400 people. It's a huge crowd of people. And
it's,
I mean,
pure hysteria.
Yeah, it's like chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like it was inappropriate for certain people to kind of, you know, record those things.
Right.
And not make fun of it, but I feel like your first priority should be to make sure everybody's okay before you kind of try to capture the moment. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the generation that we're in now. We have a lot of ignorant people like that. But hey, what can you say, man?
You're such a stand-up brother, man. You're a really stand-up guy. Not only have you shown this, indeed, you show it also in how you contextualize what happened, your future hope for the community. You're majoring in early childhood education. Tell me why.
So, excuse me. My mother has been in education for almost over 30 years now. And just seeing the true impact that she has had on her community and her people is no better feeling in the world than that, man. And I mean, I traveled abroad my summer junior year to Panama, and I taught first graders over there English.
Wow.
And I worked as a student aide. That was a great, one of the best experiences of my life.
You got a cultured experience.
Yes, for sure. So.
And that exposure led you to majoring in early childhood education.
I love kids. I don't know if it was because I'm the only child and I have a lot of younger cousins and stuff like that, but I love kids, man. And seeing a young lady that had gotten shot, that kind of just instantly, I just went into, I guess, teacher mode, or, you know what I'm saying, some type of leadership role that I
needed. Well,
it's
leadership. It's what we call servant leadership.
Yeah.
And you have a transformational servant leadership quality. Your leadership is not transactional. You're not looking for something in return. It's part of your, what we call, default character. And that is a remarkable default character to have.
I appreciate that.
I thank you, man. I'm very proud of you. I know you got to get back to class. We're going to post this online. We're going to post this interview online, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yep.
Derek Daniels II, hero, Clark Atlanta University student. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Realest Man on Radio.
Oh, O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.